Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Claude AI for Beginners: The Complete Guide to Getting More Done in Less Time, by Anthony Radel. Is a practical guide for readers who are new to Claude AI and want to use it for everyday productivity rather than technical experimentation. The book is positioned as a beginner-friendly introduction to prompt engineering, content creation, automation, and workflow support with Claude AI. Its stated purpose is to move readers from casual trial and error toward more deliberate use of the tool, especially by explaining why vague or search engine style inputs often produce weak results. Organized around 12 practical chapters, the guide emphasizes clear instructions, relevant examples, and non-technical language. Rather than treating AI as an abstract technology, it frames Claude AI as a working assistant that can help plan, draft, revise, summarize, organize, and automate routine tasks across professional and personal contexts. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding Claude AI as an assistant rather than a search engine. A central idea in the book is that many beginners receive disappointing results because they approach Claude AI as if it were a conventional search box. A search engine is usually designed to retrieve existing pages or facts from the web, while a conversational AI assistant works by interpreting context, following instructions, and generating structured responses. This distinction matters because the quality of output depends heavily on how the user defines the task, audience, constraints, and desired format. The book appears to use this contrast as a practical starting point for beginners instead of asking short, isolated questions. Users are encouraged to provide enough direction for Claude AI to act like a collaborator. This reframing is important because it changes the user role from passive asker to task designer. The reader learns that poor results are not necessarily evidence that Claude AI is unhelpful. Often, they reflect insufficient context, unclear goals, or unrealistic expectations. By emphasizing the assistant model, the book gives newcomers a more accurate mental framework for using AI productively. Secondly, prompt engineering as a repeatable method for clearer outputs. The book treats prompt engineering as a practical skill rather than a technical specialty for beginners. This is significant because the term can sound complex, yet the underlying practice is straightforward: communicate the task clearly, define the role Claude AI should play, specify the outcome, and include relevant boundaries. The value of this approach is that it reduces randomness in the responses. A vague request, such as asking for help with writing, can lead to generic advice, while a structured prompt can ask Claude AI to draft a short email for a specific audience. Adjust the tone, include key points, and avoid unnecessary length. The book seems to focus on this kind of usable prompt design because it directly addresses the most common early frustration with AI tools. Prompting is presented not as a set of magic phrases, but as a disciplined way of thinking through what a good answer requires. This makes the guidance applicable across tasks, whether the reader is creating content, planning work, summarizing information, or improving a draft. Thirdly, using Claude AI for content creation without replacing human judgment. Content creation is one of the clearest practical uses discussed in the book. Claude AI can help users brainstorm ideas, outline articles, improve wording, adapt tone, create summaries, and turn rough notes into more polished material. The important point is not simply that Claude AI can generate text, but that the user must guide and evaluate that text. For a beginner, this distinction prevents two common errors: expecting perfect finished work from a single prompt, or rejecting the tool because the first draft is imperfect. The book positions Claude AI as a support system for moving faster through the stages of creation. It can reduce friction at the blank page stage, help reorganize scattered thoughts, and offer alternative versions of a message. However, the final responsibility for accuracy, appropriateness, and originality remains with the user. This balanced view is especially useful for professionals and students because AI-generated content must still match the purpose, audience, and ethical expectations of the situation in which it is used. Fourthly, building practical productivity workflows around recurring tasks. Another major theme is productivity through repeatable workflows. The book is not limited to isolated prompts. It presents Claude AI as a tool that can be integrated into routine work and personal organization. This matters because time savings rarely come from a single impressive response. They come from applying the same process to repeated tasks, such as planning a week, summarizing meeting notes, drafting client communications, organizing research, preparing checklists, or breaking large projects into steps. For beginners, workflow thinking helps turn AI use from experimentation into habit. A user can create a standard pattern, provide context, ask Claude AI to structure the task, review the output, refine it, and reuse the improved prompt later. This kind of system reduces cognitive load because the user does not have to start from scratch each time. The productivity benefit also depends on knowing where Claude AI fits best. It is strongest in language-heavy, planning and organization tasks, while human review remains necessary for decisions, sensitive information, and factual verification. Lastly, beginner-focused scope and the trade-off between accessibility and depth. The book stands out most clearly as a beginner-oriented guide, and that positioning shapes both its usefulness and its limits. Its strength is that it avoids technical jargon and focuses on the kinds of problems new users actually face: unclear prompts, uncertainty about what Claude AI can do, and difficulty translating AI features into daily benefits. This makes it approachable for readers who do not have a programming background or prior experience with artificial intelligence. At the same time, the same accessibility means it is unlikely to satisfy readers seeking deep technical explanations, advanced automation architecture, model evaluation methods, or developer-level integration. The book should therefore be understood as an entry point rather than a comprehensive technical manual. That trade-off is reasonable for its category because most beginners need confidence, structure, and practical examples before they need advanced theory. Its value lies in narrowing the learning curve and showing readers how to use Claude AI effectively enough to support real tasks without becoming overwhelmed by unnecessary complexity. In conclusion, Claude AI for Beginners is best suited to readers who have heard about Claude AI, tried it briefly, or want to begin using it with more purpose but do not know where to start. Professionals can use it to improve drafting, planning, and communication tasks. Entrepreneurs may find value in its emphasis on content creation and workflow efficiency. Students and general readers can benefit from its clear framing of Claude AI as a tool for organizing ideas, summarizing material, and improving written output. The practical benefit of the book is that it reduces the guesswork that often defines early AI use. Intellectually, it helps readers understand that effective AI interaction depends on task design, context, iteration, and judgment. Compared with many AI books that either promote broad enthusiasm or focus on technical implementation, this guide appears more narrowly and realistically positioned. It is not trying to be a comprehensive theory of artificial intelligence or a manual for developers. Its differentiator is its concentration on Claude AI, beginner-level prompt habits, and everyday productivity applications. That makes it most useful for readers who want immediate, usable competence rather than advanced specialization. If you would like to support Anthony Riddell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.